Hey, babe. What's up? No, I can talk for a bit. What? Something's burning. Are you okay? Oh, babe. You know I love making banana bread. You didn't have to do that. You're so sweet. No, of course I'm not mad it's burnt. That happens all the time. I've got enough to make two batches easy. I can always make more when I get home. You really don't have to do that. Fine. How about I stay on the line and talk you through it? I'm on my lunch break. It's no problem. Great. So first, put the sugar and the shortening in. Good. And you're doubling my recipe, right? Well, of course. I always double it. Just like my granny did. It's in the recipe, but not until the end. That's why you got to read all the way through. That's why I do the baking. What? Oh, nothing, nothing. You got it doubled, right? Great. Mix those together. You ready for the next part? Now, add the dries together and the eggs and the vanilla in with the wets. Great. You got it. You're so good at this, babe. Oh, I meant taking orders. Oh, you're so nasty, you know that? You always twist my words. We're cooking right now. Chill. Oh, okay. You combined everything? Great. Bananas too? You mashed them first, right? I'm just making sure. See? Told you it wasn't that hard. Now for the chocolate chips. Forget what the recipe says. You measure that shit with your heart. Yeah, that's it. Put it in the pan and into the oven. 1 hour should be plenty. Great job. Great, great, great job. Oh, goodbye. So, did you make a mess? What? What tone? I'm just talking. And anyway, you brought it up. Well, you finished cooking, didn't you? Produced some lovely baked goods purely from the sweat of your brow. Oh, I love it when you cook. The way you take charge in the kitchen, put on my blue checked apron and roll your sleeves up with those veiny forearms of yours. I love to feel it wrapped around my middle, cuddled in bed. And the way your hands move. God. Gripping the handle of something, opening jars, carefully measuring out ingredients. Fuck. Do me a favour. Never get into bread making. I don't think my heart could take it. I could picture you kneading the dough, flouring the table or the counter carefully, scooping the dough out, gripping it to fold it over and over again, pressing your palms down to flatten it, squeezing with your fingers, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The dough becoming warmer and more pliable in your hands as you work. A real labour of love. I would savour on my tongue. What? What was that noise, babe? Fuck. Are you aroused? Are you hard for me just from the sound of my voice? Well, that's interesting. Well, what do you know? I have a recipe just for that. Do you think you can handle it? Good. First, get out of my kitchen. No way are you doing anything in there. Are you in the bedroom? Good boy. Take your clothes off. You're wearing that flannel shirt I got you for your birthday? Okay. Unbutton it. Very slowly, one button at a time. Oh, goodbye. Now take your pants off. Belt, button, zipper, and off. Now feel yourself. Pretend your hands are mine. Run it up and down your chest and down your stomach. Feel your body heat under your shirt. Find your nipples and give them a small tweak. Did that feel good? Good. Run your hands back down and grab your arse. You've got a lot of cake there, don't you? I can almost feel it on my hands from here. Now run your hands back up and wrap your fingers around your throat. Your hand is your own now. Can you feel my neck under your hand? Don't you just want to squeeze as I moan and scream through my orgasm? Okay, take your shirt off now and your underwear. You can lay down if you want and put me on speaker if you need to. Run your fingers along your cock, just the tips. I know, babe, you were tired of the teasing, but it'll be worth it, I promise. That's it, just the tips. How does it feel? I thought you'd say that. Okay, now grab your cock and rub it for me. Not too fast. Up and down, up and down. Remember when I made cinnamon rolls? I rolled the dough out on the counter, bending over. Flour got all over my tits, didn't they, babe? Don't you think I didn't see you staring? Would you like me to do it again? Naked, with you behind me, thrusting your thick, hard cock into me as I roll back and forth. You wouldn't even have to move. I'd do all the work. You just watch. Maybe reach your hand around and pinch my nipple, hard as a little pebble covered in flour. The dough would get pretty thin, I can tell you that. But if it was too thin, you could just spank me with a rolling pin if you'd like. Oh, babe. That moan. Are you still going slow on your cock? Naughty. Bad boys don't get to jerk off. Stop touching yourself. Oh, fuck, babe. Your moans and whimpers are so fucking hot. I'm this close to calling off the rest of my day. You and I can cook up some lovin'. Okay, grab your cock again and you can set the pace. Yeah. Are you going faster? Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Keep going. Tell me when you're getting close. My good boy and some good food. What could be better? Are you getting close? Yeah? Great. I'm going to count to five. And then you're going to come for me, okay? Come for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. Fuck. How good you must look laying on the bed, a complete mess. Well, don't forget. The most important step of baking, cleaning up. Take your time, though. Fuck, I gotta go, babe. But I'll be home soon and we can pick up where we left off, okay? I love you. Bye.